So what happened with this patient?
So we discussed him at the multidisciplinary tumor board because I was on the same sort of question with you, do you watch and wait or do you not? Because of the amount of liver disease that he had, even though his Ki-67 was low, and also due to the fact that it was a gastric carcinoid, which tend to be poorer actors than your small bowel. So I went ahead and put him on octreotide, but we went ahead and gave him radioembolization to the
liver.
Which
is reasonable.
Yeah, and he had two courses of it and actually has had significant amount of shrinkage of his liver disease. So now we just follow him and he's on every 4 weeks.
The non-randomized data, we were just having this discussion with our interventional radiologist because, and once again, the interventional radiologists are generally the data is we did this as opposed to randomized trials. But, you know, the thought is that even though we use radioembolization or Y90 for a number of different tumors, the thought is that neuroendocrine tumors may have the best responses of, though that's, again, that's kind of, you know, their gestalt.
And I'm curious, Philip, how you would have thought this through, particularly in view of the lack of symptoms or, you know, flushing or diarrhea and, you know, getting into the issue of whether octreotide slows the disease down. And we saw some data now, maybe a survival benefit in the PROMID study. What's your general approach to this kind of situation?
In a patient like this, I will give him the options. I briefly tell you, the octreotide LAR is a reasonable option, but if you look at the results of the study, the people with the light burden in the liver were the ones who benefited more than the ones with heavy burden. So that's something to keep in mind, which means that octreotide may not be the best treatment for this patient. Certainly, I would have approached the issue of liver-directed therapy with this patient, given the large tumor burden in the liver. But I also keep in mind the fact that if he goes down to Switzerland for the other treatment, then one has to be careful how much radiation you want to pump into the liver, because there's some concern that we don't have enough experience with adding two modalities. One is the radioembolization with radiation to the liver, and if he chooses to go to have the other treatment in Europe, although the vast majority of the patients will not end up there.
What's his current situation?
He's actually getting his octreotide every 4 weeks and doing well and back at work, and we see him every few months with scans.
How long has it been since you first saw him?
A little over a year ago.